So the obvious first question for the man who has saved thousands of young lives and is recognized around the world is, Dr. Carson, why retirement now?
Somebody told me that neurosurgeons die early, and I didn't believe it. So I wrote down the names of the 10 last neurosurgeons I knew who died, and I calculated the average age of death, and it was 61. And I'm 61 now. And I said, you know what? I don't want to die in this saddle.
But you say there are also some important things that need to be done out there.
We need to get our populace educated in this country.
Can I get a visual on that?
I'm sure you've seen some of the segments on the Jay Leno show, jaywalking, and how little people actually know.
What are the first three words of the Constitution?
In the beginning.
What is the First Amendment?
Don't cheat on your wife.
Don't cheat on your wife.
It's virtually impossible for people to make important decisions when their knowledge base is so small. We've lost common knowledge.
More on that later. First, let's talk about some of those nearly 17,000 operations you have performed, including the one that got you the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President George W. Bush, the separation of the conjoined twins. Is that your top accomplishment?
Not really. I always say the last operation I did is at the top of my list, because it doesn't have to be a big newsworthy thing. But for that family, it's the greatest thing in the world. And I just feel privileged, and I tell the residents all the time what incredible privilege it is to be placed in people's lives, to take the most important thing they have, and they trust you with it, and to give it back to them in an enhanced form. Nothing beats that.
So the plan now is for you to spend a lot more time with your wife, Candy, at your Florida home, and of course with the family.
Well, you know, I had three sons, and none of them went into medicine because they all thought I worked too hard, which was true. I did work too hard because there was a 12-year period where I was pediatric neurosurgery. I did everything 24/7, and part of that was during the time when they were growing up, so I can understand that completely.
Let's meet the boys.
My oldest son, Murray, is an engineer. My middle son, BJ, who always loved to handle money, he was the treasurer at everything at McDonough. He is now vice president of a financial firm and heads up their investment banking division. And my youngest son, Royce, is an accountant.
What is Johns Hopkins going to do?
Well, you know, fortunately, there was a time when I was pediatric neurosurgery. Now we have several pediatric neurosurgeons, extraordinarily good people. Dr. George Jallo, who will be taking over as the director of pediatric neurosurgery, is already world-renowned. Pediatric neurosurgeon and perhaps the premier spinal tumor surgeon in the world today.
How close will you remain to Hopkins in any type of consulting position?
Well, I will be emeritus professor. I will still give lectures, so I'll be around. I also derive great joy from watching the kids grow up and watching their careers, and I have a granddaughter now and another one on the way. And I'm sure there'll be several more coming along the way. And this time around, I'll have time to play with them.
What's the first thing you're going to do once you hang the scrubs up?
The very first thing is not set my alarm clock. Sleep in.
Tomorrow, early life for Ben Carson.
Poverty was really more of a choice than anything else. And I could change that. And it just really depended on how hard I wanted to work.
John Patty, WBAL and WBAL.com.